Council President?
Yes, Councilman.
So I have a proposed amendment to hopefully address the various competing issues where we have concerns about the funding going forward. We have concerns about the other matters that are still cut, like TAs, accreditation costs, custodial staff, after-school activities besides sports, and the fact that we're concerned that the current funding is unsustainable the way it is. I mean, there's no reason to go into it further than we already have. And if I could, if the solicitor could indulge me to read in the proposed amendment.
The amendment makes several changes to the resolution that's before you. Councilman, do they have copies of this?
They're about to as you speak.
Okay. I'll wait till it's handed out, because the resolution is a two-page resolution and there's numerous changes to it.
Did I get a second?
So, just so we're clear, that the council solicitor is going to read it into the record, and then we need a second for discussion.
The first part of the amendment would amend the heading of the resolution to read resolution committing to appropriate funds, including an additional $1.3 million for school sports programs to the school department if the school committee agrees to certain commitments, and would delete the words commits to utilize the additional funds for school sports programs. The first whereas clause remains the same. The second whereas clause would read, whereas the school committee has cut funding for, among other things, academic programs, after school activities, sports programs, elementary school teacher assistants, custodial staff, and accreditation for the 2019-2020 school year. And whereas the City Council does not agree with the school committee's decision to cut, delete sports, these programs and positions listed as priority items number 1 through 17 in the school committee's June 18, 2019 adopted proposed cuts. Councilman, has the list of cuts also been given to the council members? Okay, so that would be an attachment if this amendment was adopted. It's proposing to fund the cuts listed 1 through 17 on that attachment. The next would add a paragraph that says, whereas the City Council is aware that the City and the School Committee continue to engage in mediation to determine the need or lack thereof for additional funding for the 2019-2020 academic year. The next paragraph remains the same. The next paragraph would be amended to read, whereas it is the belief of the City Council that all parties are interested in funding, delete school sports, and add these programs and positions for the upcoming school year in a timely manner to avoid the hardships and scheduling issues that would occur if resolution of this matter does not happen immediately. In the next paragraph, there's an amendment so that it would read, whereas the Warwick City Council commits through this resolution that it will appropriate, add the necessary additional funds, including an additional $1.3 million to the school department for fiscal year 2020 for funding of the priority number 1 through number 17. Delete the reference to 2019-2020 sports programs in the school department, provided that the Warwick School Committee first commits through a duly adopted resolution of the school committee that all of the said newly appropriated funds will be used for and only for priority items number 1 through 17 and delete the reference to the 2019-2020 school sports programs. Then there are three brand new paragraphs. The first is, whereas the school committee must also commit to the above referenced resolution, will also provide that should the ongoing mediation determine that any funds provided were not needed by the school committee to fund priority items number 1 through number 17, then any such funds would be returned to the city council or reduced from the school committee's budget for the 2020-2021 academic year and will not be factored into the maintenance of effort calculation. The next new paragraph is, whereas it is the belief of the City Council that all parties agree that the current funding situation of the school committee is not sustainable, thus the school committee must also commit to duly adopting a resolution stating that it will conduct a thorough review of each of its budgeted line items in comparison to comparable districts such as Cranston, and to prepare a detailed report of such which it will disseminate to the City Council at least 6 months prior to submitting its proposed budget for the 2020-2021 academic year. Another new paragraph is, whereas the school committee must also commit to duly adopt a resolution to, based on the above referenced review, to develop a plan of action to reduce expenditures and will prepare a detailed report of such, which it will disseminate to the City Council at least 4 months prior to submitting its proposed budget for the 2020-2021 academic year. The final new paragraph is, whereas the school committee must also commit to allow for the City Council to participate in the entirety of the process for both the above stated review and the development of a plan of action without limitation. There's a paragraph that currently appears in the resolution that's before you that's being deleted. The deleted paragraph is the one that reads, whereas acceptance of the additional funding by the school committee for school sports in 2019-2020 school year would not act as a release by the school committee or preclude the school committee from pursuing all other available options relative to their requests for additional funding over and above the $1.3 million, including but not limited to negotiations and mediation with the city and or pursuit of remedies at law available to the school committee. That paragraph would be deleted. Then the resolution moves to the two paragraphs of the what's being resolved or what would be adopted. In the first paragraph, there are amendments so that it would read that the Warwick City Council hereby commits through this resolution that it will appropriate, adding the necessary additional funds, including an additional $1.3 million to the school department for fiscal year 2020 for funding of the priority items number 1 through number 17 from the school department's adopted budget for the 2019-2020 school year. It would delete the reference to the 2019-2020 sports programs in the school department, provided that the Warwick School Committee first agrees to the above stated commitments through a duly adopted resolution of the school committee, and deletes the reference that all of the newly appropriated funds would be used for and only for the 2019-2020 school sports programs. It also deletes the paragraph that I read previously that's in the whereas section. It deletes the paragraph that said, be it further resolved that acceptance of the additional funding by the school committee for school sports in the 2019-2020 school year would not act as a release by the school committee or preclude the school committee from pursuing all other available options relative to their requests for additional funding over and above $1.3 million, including but not limited to negotiations and mediation with the city and or pursuit of remedies at law available to the school committee. That paragraph would be deleted under the amendment.
So in order to discuss this, we would need a second from someone. Second. Second. Go ahead.
So if it isn't obvious already, this would fund line items 1 through 17, because as was correctly pointed out by numerous people tonight, the school committee has explicitly said, same with the school department, that if we gave $1.3 million, that they would be funding things in order of priority. And athletics is, let's see, 16th on the priority, with then after schools following it on 17th. So $1.3 million barely gets us to priority item number 7, maybe 8 at best. So by doing the $1.3 million and saying it's only for sports, again, as was already correctly pointed out, we're basically continuing the back and forth, it's their fault, it's our fault, it's their fault, it's our fault, over and over and over again. And there's a time factor here. I've had people call me asking, do I send my kid to a private school? I don't know what to do. And I don't blame them. This situation should not be. We have an opportunity to resolve it here and now, and we should. And given that this bill, as proposed for the amendment, would actually put in further safeguards than the prior one would, such as having this detailed review that should happen anyway, but now we have it in writing. Not only do we have it in writing, but we have that we're an active, full participant in it, so that we finally get what we've always been asking for, so that no one can ever say, I don't trust the numbers, I want to be part of the process. We'd be part of it from the get-go. We don't have to bicker every single year, including the year I wasn't even on the council. I watched the fight happen. And it wasn't a fight that shouldn't happen. That's not the point. The point is, we never should have had to get there. But both sides were in positions where they seemed like they both thought they had no choice. I want to fix that. And I get that it's not sustainable. This addresses that, because it's not. We need to fix it long term. But in the meantime, we got to fix the short term too. Because at the end of the day, while we don't have a revenue problem necessarily, we will if more people move out. There's a reason why we had to consolidate schools. It's not because schools were we consolidated schools because people left, and they had a good reason to leave. And we're only fanning the flames by doing what we've done, and if we don't resolve this now. Because those people were saying, what do I do? Do I send my kid to a private school? I hate to tell everybody, but people have already made life-changing decisions based on what they've seen, and I don't blame them. That was the smart thing to do. Because frankly, what are they supposed to do? It's their kids' futures. They feel like they don't have a choice. We need to stop more people from leaving. We need to stop more people from choosing to send their kid to private school when they were perfectly happy with public school. And again, we now have the opportunity to do that. And unlike the original resolution, at least the chair is on board with this in principle. So these things are not unpalatable to the school committee. We're not giving them something that they're going to throw back in our face and say, it's all terrible, try again. We can actually work together and get things done. And frankly, I'm more than open. If somebody wants to tweak the language because they want a few words in there that make them feel better, I'm fine with it. I just want it done. I don't care how it gets done.
So I had a question, Mr. Sinapi. The wherefore clause basically says that we agree to appropriate the necessary additional funds. And I think that's really the issue in dispute, right?
Right. So this
we don't give the school department a number.
So we can put. So I removed the number actually based on speaking with you about this, because the number I had in on here was $4 million. Because if you look at the priority sheet to get to through line item number 17, it's $3.985 million. So $4 million is the likely number. However, you preferred it not in there, so I took it out. Plus, as far as what number actually goes in, this references on a few occasions that that number may change based on mediation, because if it turns out before the money is provided that mediation determines that X amount of funds is no longer necessary because it turns out they didn't need it, then the funds get reduced accordingly as far as what they get provided. So that way we don't have a situation where we feel like we were got conned. Instead, now we actually have, in theory, recourse, and we can show it's not he said, she said anymore, because this would be, look, everybody signed this and said they agreed on both sides. So now nobody can turn around and say, I didn't say XYZ or I didn't say XYZ, because that's what happened even with the last mediation. People were saying, even then, we need to stop that. We need to actually put on clear guidelines for everybody to agree on. That way nobody can say one thing and do another anymore.
So I know that Councilor Harrington's been looking at this. I was just going to defer to his opinion on some of these paragraphs, and I know you just got it today. So
the councilman sent this draft to me late this afternoon, and I had a short time to review it, and I did send back some comments to him or observations that I made about them, which I'll share with the council. One is that the original resolution had a fixed amount of a commitment of $1.3 million. It's also significant to note that it's written in a way that it's not an appropriation of that money. It's only a commitment to appropriate it later if there's a reciprocal commitment from the school committee to use the funds. The amendments would, although some of the amendments include the left the $1.3 million reference in, the amendments, because it's referencing items 1 through 17, which the councilman just addressed, and they, on the attachment, total $4 million, this would change the intent of this resolution to be a commitment to fund up to $4 million. Because that's the amount that's the accumulated amount of those 17 items. The second comment I sent to him has been addressed because the attachment is now part of the amendment. The last comment or observation that I made to him was that the paragraph. The paragraph on page 2, the first new paragraph, it's a whereas clause. And I'll just read the paragraph quickly because there's two or three items within that paragraph that caused me to comment on them. It says that whereas the school committee must also commit that the above referenced resolution will also provide that should the ongoing mediation determine that any funds provided were not needed by the school committee to fund priority items number 1 through 17, then any such funds would be returned to the City Council or reduced from the school committee's budget for the following fiscal year, not this fiscal year, and will not be factored into the maintenance of effort calculation. There's several items in that paragraph. One is it talks about the mediation process being the process for determining on whether the funds were necessary or not. Since I'm a mediator in other forums, I'm familiar with the process, and it doesn't always end in agreement. The mediator doesn't have authority to force the parties to agree. The mediator is just a facilitator to bring the parties together to try and get to an agreement. But ultimately, it's whether the parties reach an agreement. So the way that language was phrased gave me some concern because if the parties fail to reach an agreement, then there isn't a mechanism within this amendment for what happens next other than the statutory recourse of a Carullo action in court. Second, at this stage, to my knowledge, and I've been involved in some meetings, although I wasn't at the one today that the council president referenced, but to my knowledge, there has not been an agreement between the parties as to who would serve as the mediator. So that initial step hasn't been achieved yet. The phrase that funds will be returned implies that the funds have been appropriated. The phrasing of that causes some concern to me because there's a 2011 court decision that I have up on the screen of my computer. What precipitated that case back in 2011 was the council at the time appropriated funds for sports because they were concerned that the school department would not fund sports that year. So they made it as part of the appropriation for the school department, but then withheld it on the city side. The school department went to court, Superior Court, on a couple of other items, but including that one. And Judge Rubin's decision in that case was that funds could not be appropriated by the city under state law and then held back. You can't put a string on them or put conditions on them. Once you appropriate it, it goes to the funds go to the school committee and they have the authority under state law to spend it as they see fit. So the implication in that language that the funds would be returned kind of implies that the funds have been appropriated. And I would just urge some caution in the phrasing of that because the original resolution was not an appropriation resolution. It was an intent to appropriate later if there was a positive response from the school committee. Also, the reference to the maintenance of effort. Maintenance of effort, for those that are not familiar with it, means that when a local community appropriates funds in any given year to the school department, there are two exceptions in the statute, but absent use of those two exceptions, that maintenance of funding must be kept for the following year. So you're always working off of what the funding was for the prior year, and you can't cut that unless you can fit into two small exceptions that are in the statute. It's governed by statute. I didn't have time to research it this afternoon, but I don't know if the school committee can waive that compliance with the maintenance of effort because it's by state law. And I'm not familiar with any cases where a school committee has waived its rights under that statute and it could be upheld. Those were the comments I had about the proposed amendments.
Councilman Tanapi, I had mentioned when I first saw this that I thought that there were a lot of good creative ideas, but because of the time crunch, I haven't had an opportunity to sit down with you or Councilman Councilor Harrington to maybe phrase it in a way that would comply with state law, case law also. And that was my concern. And my other concern was, are we committing to $4 million that we don't have? And then I think, and I say don't have, what I'm saying is we'd have to pull it out of other programs, and that was a concern. Whereas the 1.3, I know there was a line item for $1 million in the budget, and obviously every single council member would have a say on where that comes from, but it gets me concerned because right now what we've agreed on with the school department is a mediation process, which as we all know is not binding. And to say that a mediator's decision would be binding, the only way that a mediator would issue a decision is if there's an agreement. If there's not an agreement, there's no decision, which would kind of negate the whole reason that you'd have to have this resolution in the first place. If we agreed, we wouldn't be relying on this. We would have an agreement and it would come before us. My suggestion is, and I'll leave it up to the other council members to talk on this issue also, is that we docket this resolution, we work on it, and that we vote on it at the next meeting. But I'm talking about the amendments, unless there, you know, some other input that other council members have. I think it should be in two separate amendments. I don't want to hold this amendment and have it hold up the whole legislation, because there's people here that are counting on it for the sports programs, etc. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I also would certainly compliment Councilman Sinapi on, obviously you put a lot of time into this and spent a lot of time on it. And I appreciate that and respect that. But I believe you said a moment ago that the chair of the school committee was on board with this or supported it, or there was a comment indicating that you had communication with the chairperson of the school committee on your proposed amendments. Is that true?
Yes, among others.
Well, my concern is that I just saw this tonight. This was just given to me tonight.
Right, that's because of the Open Meetings Act. I can't give it to everybody and have them review it.
This is proposed changes to this. This could have been disseminated through the city clerk and put in our binders. But I just saw this now. But the concern I have is, particularly after hearing our council solicitor indicating that there were some things in here, contained in here, that he doesn't have the immediate answers for and would need to do some research. There are things in here that I have concerns with, such as any such funds would be returned to the city council. There's no funds coming to the city council. But I think while conceptually there is a lot of things in here that I would support, there's some things I would not support. But the bottom line is, I just received it. There's as much language in this as there was in the original legislation that was docketed and co-sponsored by everyone on the city council. So I'm concerned with the commitment in here that says we're going to be committed to an additional $4 million. I'm not going to vote for an additional $4 million because we don't have $4 million to raise taxes. I will support, as I said, the original funding form, the original resolution that was docketed to provide the $1.3 million for sports. I will support this item here being docketed as a separate resolution. And keep in mind, as we know, this is a resolution. Just because this is approved, it doesn't mean anything's going to happen, because the school committee would have to approve every single item in this package, in this sub A, to make it happen. So I think there's a lot of good recommendations in here. I personally would like to see this docketed as a separate resolution and vote on the resolution that was unanimously supported by everyone on the city council. Vote on that issue tonight, which is PCR 109-19, and to have Councilman Sinapi work with our council solicitor and get some of the answers to the questions that our council solicitor has, some of the concerns that he has, as well as some of the concerns that have been expressed this evening. Thank you.
Councilman Corley.
This has been quite a different council meeting than any I've ever attended. The first half of it, we hear from taxpayers complaining about the bills that we are burdening the taxpayers with. And the second half, we're talking about trying to get money to the schools that would normally be 50% of a max tax increase to come up with $4 million, give or take. I don't believe that there... I wanted to say that I like the idea of thinking outside of the box, as Councilman Sinapi has done. I am open to those kind of ideas. I'm not so concerned about some of the problems with the language because that can be changed. I understand that the school committee is never going to be giving us back money because we never actually do a transaction where we give them money to hold. They simply send bills through the finance department. It's not like we are giving out sums of money to the schools that they hold on to and spend. That's just not the way the transactions take place. And I understand the frustration of listening to the first part of the proceedings concerning the school sports. I could talk forever about why I think school sports are a central part of any education of a student in the Warwick School Committee, Warwick School System, but I'm not going to get into that right now. What I am going to get is I was frustrated at the idea that the resolution that we spoke of earlier to appropriate the money for the school sports and to hold harmless the school committee from any negative information that would be able to be held against them if they were to turn around and sue the city for what they consider to be the full funding that they are seeking and believe that they can prove, just does not make sense to me, because if it just doesn't make sense because it doesn't harm their legal position one bit. And I take some umbrage, offense at the idea that this is some kind of a publicity stunt that we're trying to do. I don't see paying $1.3 million for something to be a token act. It's a real thing, and it has real impact on students' lives. I understand the timing of it, and I understand that action has to be taken immediately. I think that voting on the first resolution is something that makes sense, and continuing to work on the proposed amended resolution is something that's a worthwhile task, and it can help to increase the communication between the school committee and the city council, which has been strained for the entire time I've been on the city council. And I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I want to try to see if there's some way to extend a dozen olive branches back and forth to try to do what's right for the kids in Warwick. Those are my thoughts on the both of the resolutions.
Councilman Kelser.
Thank you very much, Council President. First of all, I also would like to thank Councilman Sinapi for this. This is really impressive. You put a lot of time in this. I know we've talked a number of different things on this and worked on a lot of this. And I can completely understand where Councilman Lattiser is coming from. I mean, there's a lot of language changing in here. and that, you know, he just received it tonight. We just received it tonight. So I agree with that. My position is I was coming here tonight. I'm going to support the original resolution because, of course, I want to see sports just like everybody else. Everybody on the council wants that. Everybody on the school committee wants that. However, I was viewing that, and I think Councilman Sinapi agrees with this as well, as just a first step or part of the process. I want the city and the school committee to continue to meet and work together so we can come together to ensure we have the best education possible for our students. I want these critically important things. We have the list of 17, but there's a list of 45 cuts. These are critically important things, just like sports is and after-school programs, but there's things like TAs in the first and second grade classrooms. I think we want to give our youngest students the best foot forward, and having an additional adult in the classroom is so important. Of course, we all want to see clean and healthy buildings and classrooms, and custodians is in there as well. So I urge the talks to continue. Let's fund the sports. Let's so the student athletes can get ready for the fall season. But we got to come together and address the number of other critical and important programs. These things that are listed here that Councilman Sinapi's resolution or amendment touches on, because these are just as critical. So I will continue to advocate for an agreement to fund all these critical issues. I want to work with the school committee. I want to work with my colleagues on the council here. Whatever I can do to help the process, I will do that. So I will be supporting the original 1.3 resolution that came before us. And I really do like this. But I do understand that the time crunch here, and that there was a number of different amendments and stuff like that, and we do have some questions. And I think this is a great next step, that we really need to keep moving forward. I love the fact that he's working and speaking with the school committee, that overall broad things that they're like, yeah, we can work on this, let's move things around. That's exactly what we need. And I know that the meetings are continuing, and I hope that they do continue. And I think we just need to continue to work together, and we got to solve this. It's too critical for this to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
Looking down the list, I do see some items between numbers 1 and 17 that I do have some questions about. For example, item number 14, which is line item 57202, involving the Windman heating repair capital improvements. That in particular, I recall on the night of the school budget hearings, the school finance director told us twice that it would be the first thing that he would cut from the budget because he believed that it could be funded through bond monies, and that makes a lot of sense because that's a potential project where we could get up to 50% reimbursement from the state. So really it's more like instead of the $628,313, it would be half that coming from city or school funds and the other half from the state as part of that $40 million bond that was approved by the voters. But that's just one quick item, and I hope that that's a building block to move forward. I know that some other folks, someone on the school committee told me more recently that they don't believe that it would be possible to do that work in time to get it to be funded through the bond. So I've heard those conflicting opinions, and I don't know who's right, but one way or another, the work has to get done. And I'd like to know more conclusively, how do we fund that work? Similarly, all of these items, 1 through 17 on the list, we all want to see all of this happen. The question is, exactly where is the money coming from? Are there other savings in the school department budget? Are there ways that these individual items, we can cut them down a little bit while giving the same level of service to the students? And so I like the idea of Councilman Sinapi's amendment. However, for the reasons discussed by the city council solicitor and the potential legal issues and otherwise, just making sure that we're doing all of our due diligence, I think that it would be better as a resolution for the next meeting after we have a chance to really tighten it up and give it a thorough review. I would, however, support the $1.3 million for sports for all the reasons discussed earlier. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also, too, want to thank Councilman Sinapi. I know he put a lot of work in this. But I want to remind everybody that we're in the middle of July, and school starts August 28th for the elementary students and for, I believe, the ninth grade. So August 30th is when the high schools and the middle schools are going to start. We have to put this to bed. We have to get this in place. And it's got to end soon. We got to first work on the sports, I guess, because that's what's in front of us, too. But as far as a lot of these items, these are necessary items. These are important items. They have to be addressed. So, I mean, I'd like to just move forward so we can get this done with and make the schools get back in shape and so they can get into the future of the new year and go forward, and let's just have a good year and get this all together, working together with the school committee, with the parents, with the teachers, with everybody, according in the course, you know, the city council. Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
A few quick things. One, the main whereas that the city solicitor is most concerned on, even if that whereas was removed in its entirety, I would still be in favor of this amendment to get this resolved. And then you could worry about putting in the language contained in that one in its own separate resolution. That way, everything gets addressed here tonight that needs to be addressed, and all of the detailed stuff that requires further research can be done at a later date. Second, as actually Councilwoman Travis just outright said, there's a time crunch. I'm not sure people understand how time crunched. Our next meeting is after when school sports would start. So if we kick this again to next meeting, we now have failed because we will have missed the deadline, things will have started, and those people who are calling asking, should I send my kid to a private school? Well, I'm in trouble because I told them they should trust us, and I would have been wrong. Not to mention that, again, we can fix this. We can fix it now. I get that the details are worrisome. They should be. This is a worrisome situation. But we've kicked this down the road time and time again. And by doing the resolution the way it's written, or at least as it's amended, rather, even if we take out the worrisome stuff, we can get this done. We can get it done now. Because if this goes to the school committee tomorrow with the original resolution, everything's going to get much worse very quickly, and that doesn't help anyone. That being said, I would like to hear if anyone in the public has anything to say. I know there's several school committee members in attendance. I don't know if they have anything they wish to say. So I would like it if we could reopen public comment, even if only briefly.
Well, Councilman Sinapi has requested that we reopen public comment. Is there a second for that? Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, all those, and Councilman Ricks, all those in favor of opening further public comment on these amendments, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Public comment stands open on the amendments. Is there anybody here to speak on the amendments?
Hi. My name is Maureen Kinsley. I have two daughters that just graduated Pilgrim this last year, and then one is potentially would be a sophomore at Pilgrim and be involved in two sports. I feel like it was disingenuous to be talking about the $1.3 million knowing that the school committee's not going to accept it. It's just, it feels to me like it's the mayor's covering up what he said publicly and really knew couldn't happen. And I do feel that in our schools, my seniors last year didn't have toilet paper or soap to go into the bathroom. I mean, that's maybe a little thing to everybody, but it seems disgusting. And so maintenance is in that new amendment or, you know, the thing with all the extra money because we're losing all these people who clean our schools. And we just, I feel like accreditation is a problem, that we have that at risk. I mean, and then our children, what, they have to get a GED on top of going to Pilgrim for 4 years just to prove that they got an education, that they can understand how to read and write. We can't even get books because we don't have the money in the school committee. Like, I feel like there should be some kind of way to audit. Like, if you decide to go through with this program, which seems reasonable to me, where can we cut the city budget? Where can we, like, Mr. Ricks, he has a wonderful idea about the $625,000. Now, that almost would fund the sports of the previous year's budget, which was $835,000 or something like that. So, I mean, that seems really, really reasonable. So now you're looking at only a $200,000 thing. And why aren't we approaching the $40 million pie? Isn't that what you talked about? Why aren't we? But because we're white, middle-class people, as a general rule? Is that why we're not receiving any of that money? Why can't we just be a little louder? Say we are in trouble here, our students are in trouble. Why can't we discuss that with them and say we are in Rhode Island and our kids are in trouble? We want that piece of that pie. And it just, it's very sad to me. And I feel like speaking with the council and speaking with the school committee is the only way to get this all done. And like he said, like, sports are starting soon. If we know that this is what everyone wants, we know that there's ways, creative ways, that we can either get grants. Why aren't grants being asked? There's creative grants out there that people can put out that say, you know, maybe we need to get a grant for our sports. I mean, I'm not a grant writer, so I don't know, but I'm certain that there are certain grants that people would be more than happy to sponsor for it. It's just sad that also that the elementary school yielded $300,000. That seems really low in an amount of money for a school that all of our kids enjoyed and sat in, and it is worth so, you know, a little bit more than a house. Like, I guess it's just the land that you got money for because they have to down the whole thing. It just seems like a very low amount. So the other two schools that we have, are they going to yield as much or as little or less? And that's crazy to me. It seems like we should have, for me as a parent, I have a higher priority for not just the sports, but that they should have good quality, well-rounded education, provide a safe and healthy environment for our children, not only the students, but the teachers. And that I just feel like we can be more creative. We can work together more, and we can do it now. I think doing what Mr. Sinope said, is say, yes, we're going to do this. And then we have an auditor help us to determine where the money goes. Where can we make cuts with the city? Where can we make cuts with the school committee? And then find the money to make this work. It's just beyond my comprehension as to why very intelligent people can't make this a priority. Of course it's a priority, but that you can't make it work in a timely fashion so that our school department and our kids can grow in a place that's healthy, that our families don't want to leave because we're getting taxed and not receiving what we feel like we should be getting in the taxes. Businesses are going to leave because there's not going to be any future here for them. It's all running away from us, and the time is now to stop it. Probably the time is now past us years before, but now we have to stop the blood flow, and then let's get going on it.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nicole Bertrand, and I am a voter in Ward 8, and I just wanted to publicly thank Mr. Sinope. I will let all my neighbors know you have my support, and I really thank you, because as much as I'm an advocate for sports, We need everything else. We need teaching assistants. We need our custodians reinstated. We need accreditation. We need textbooks. And I think that was a really smart decision. And I thank you for all your hard work. You're listening to your constituents, and it's very clear, and you deserve to be reelected. And thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm Angela LaFauci from Ward 9. You know, we're all saying the same things, pretty much. He seems like he's got a pretty decent idea. I realize we're at the 11th hour, but I feel like we got some people here that don't even want to give it a chance to look at it and talk together. We got the school committee pointing fingers at you. You guys are pointing fingers at the school committee. Meanwhile, my taxes have doubled in 12 years. We're giving out calendars and fireworks and saying we don't have any money. I'm not quite sure who's in charge of prioritizing our money. I don't know what is going on in this city. Now you mean to tell me that I have kids, two of them, who go to Tollgate and Windman, now they can't play their sports? You've doubled my taxes in 12 years and now they can't even play sports? Now kids can't get textbooks? You guys, all of you, need to sit in a room with them. You guys need to figure this crap out, because this is not fair to me or any of these families, never mind our children.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Scott Behe. I'm a parent, teacher. I coach boys cross country at Pilgrim. I coach girls basketball at Pilgrim. I'm also the athletic supervisor at Pilgrim High School. I want to speak to the 11th hour that we are in. My boys cross country team has now been eliminated from the schedule. That's boys that show up 5 days a week, run 40 miles a week. They are working their tail off. I have a girls basketball team that works 5 days a week practicing. If you worked as hard as they did, this would be done. Okay? One man in here, I wish you were mayor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Donna. The rest of you, we do not have time. Understand, maybe kids are not getting scholarships, but when you fill out that college application, they look to how many extra things you did. It may be band, it may be chorus, it may be sports. When you do not get into college because you did not afford them the opportunity to get in, shame on you. Shame on you. I know your daughters, my son has some of you, your wife as a teacher, okay? I cannot speak enough to the people I know you raised. You would not do this to your own children. You would not. Don't do it to ours. This time is now. If it needs to be fixed, fix it. Teddy Roosevelt once said, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Someone cares. The rest of you, I don't care how much you know, because what you don't know is what these kids are going through. Working their tail off, they still show up. Will you show up for them? Because this is pathetic. Embarrassing. I can't tell you how many kids every day hang in the balance. Do I go to school? I can tell you day one, they're not going to school. If there's no sports, there's no school. That's gonna happen. You thought having sun butter sandwiches was a national exposure of embarrassment. Type in how many schools canceled sports. Jersey City once canceled bowling and golf. No one else. Embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. Take care. All I ask you to do is care. If not, I can't wait to replace you when we vote again. And I like most of you. But this is unexcusable. We're better than this. Our kids deserve more than this. The rule of a society is to educate their young. Are we doing that? You're not affording that opportunity to our kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Joe D'Antonio, 40 Myrtle Ave. I just wanted to say, Councilman Sinapi, thank you very much for bringing this up. If we can amend the words or the phrases that are iffy, and we can still go forward with this, and the kids can have all of their programs, because the original agenda, we already all know that that's not going to pass. So if we can just get together, put our egos aside, and just, you know, maybe amend the things that are a little scary to us,
and let's go forward with Councilman Sinapi's proposal. I'd appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good evening. James Williams, taxpayer and parent of a Tollgate student. I don't really want to talk about the specifics of what the issues are because we all know about them. What I would like to ask is for all of you to think about your roles as representatives of the people and leaders in the community. Throughout the history of this country, we've faced great crises. Unfortunately, we've always had bold leaders who were willing to stand up and take action, like this young man. I'm asking all of you to be bold, have courage, and take action today to solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Is this on? Hello? Hello? Okay. Good evening. Today, this present moment, the schools have $14,000 more than we did after the city took the full 4% that was allowed back in 2010, 2011. I appreciate everything that Councilman Sinapi did. I wonder where some people were when we were discussing the bond and the bond monies. For the last time, and for the love of God, we cannot add anything else to the bond. The bond is already set. The projects for the bond are set. We cannot change it. And there is no more money in that $40 million. So please understand, it's been approved. It's gone up to RIDE. This summer, the $6 million is going to architects to do the planning for the changes and for the fixes that need to be made to our schools. The boiler at Winman is the newest boiler in the system. No one expected it to fail. The boiler in that system is up between the roof and the ceiling. It's a very strange setup, but it was built close to 50 years ago, and it is what it is. But there is no money in the bond that is going to fix that. And we obviously, when that blows, can't wait to fix it. Because our kids will be in a very cold, inhospitable environment if we wait for that to blow. And if it blows in the middle of winter, we're looking at major issues. I don't know if I have the 3 votes to pass the $1.3 million for sports. I think that I don't have the 3 votes to do that. So I know what you're doing. I understand it. I think what Councilman Sinapi has done is heroic. We are willing to work on this. This is the first time anything has been put into black and white in writing. It really needs to happen before the end of this month, not the middle of next month. Sports starts the first week in August.
It's already started. Teams are already practicing.
Therefore,
guys, if you want to speak, please come down in the mic and continue.
Therefore, I have to ask you all to look at this and look closely. I'll find the $4 million for you. You won't find this money in our budget because we don't have it. 82% of the funding of the $164 million that I think we have right now goes to salaries and benefits. We are at the correct size right now. We don't really have a lot of people to lay off. We've been laying off at least 20 people a year, more in some years, for the past few years. We laid off 11 this year, and we need some of those people back in order to offer the education that kids want and need. We've had to cut a lot of things. Councilwoman Travis was upset with us over summer school, and it killed us not to run summer school. And I said to her, if you give us the money, if you can get us the money, unfortunately, this this is a problem, and everybody wants to say, oh, the school committee does this to cause trouble and everything else. We're not doing it. We're not trying to put children or students or athletes in the middle. But we, the school committee, do not have the ability to tax, nor do we want it. What we would like is to be able to work with the city in order to do what's right for our students and for the residents of this city. That's what we would like to be able to do. You all can do that because you all hold the purse strings. And the mayor has to agree to what you want to do. But if he doesn't, you can still come back and you can override his veto. The school committee has nothing like that. We sit here and beg, and then you say, well, we'll give you $1.3 million for sports, knowing that there is a lot more than sports on the line. That students with family problems, with substance abuse problems, kids getting into trouble with substances and different things, getting into the juvenile justice system, those kids need help. Those kids need their student assistance counselors. Right now, we don't have those student assistance counselors, and they're one of the best bargains you can get. Because for the money, they're really cheap money because a grant and the state picks up the rest of it. TAs, teaching assistants, we have to have them in our classrooms. I'd invite you to come into our kindergarten, first, second grade classrooms and see what goes on. Again, Mrs. Travis knows a lot about that, especially at Oakland Beach and some of the issues, because we have kids who have all kinds of issues, who have autism, who have autism spectrum disorders, who have behavioral disorders that are very significant, who become violent in the classrooms. These little kids, these poor little kids. Everything on that list is necessary. A lot of it deals with salary and fringe. But textbooks, I think at some point somebody said something about us ordering books in May. Well, guess what? That's when schools do their ordering. Because it takes time for the book companies to get those books to us. And they have tons of orders coming into them from around the country. PD for the new math curriculum. The new math curriculum. We haven't had a math curriculum for a very long time. Our teachers have been winging it. 82% salaries and benefits. 18% everything else. You have it in your power to work tonight to make this happen. The ball is in your court. Thank you for your time.
Hi, my name is Brendan Russo. I go to Tollgate High School. I'm going to be a junior this upcoming year. And I know Councilman Sinapi said not to go back and forth and blame, oh, it's the city council's fault, oh, it's the school committee's fault. Well, I am here to say I think it is the school committee's fault, and I think we should hold them more accountable for them. What Councilman Howe said, supposedly they need $1.3 million for sports now, and last year I think you said a little bit over $800,000. So where's this extra money? Like, obviously we only need $800,000 supposedly, so why do we need this extra $500,000 for? And they're spending, the school committee's spending like so much useless money on door stoppers and textbooks. I can't remember the last time I used a textbook, and that's probably maybe sixth grade in elementary school, and I'm now a junior. So, I mean, I really can't remember the last time I used one, because we have Chromebooks now, which are pretty useful. So thank you for your time, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need to make a correction, Mr. Councilman Howe. Our budget for sports was not $850,000 last year. It was over $1 million. The only addition to the sports budget this year are raises to the tune of 3%. So if you have $850,000, that's wrong. It was over $1 million.
For the record, Mr. President, to correct the chairwoman again, just for clarification for my integrity, this is the documentation that was sent to the Rhode Island Department of Education from the superintendent. So maybe that's something you should take up with your superintendent. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you. I will have that conversation with him, as it is
so
correct.
So he's referencing a letter sent last year to the state saying that that was what the cost of education is. So
that, he said that's the cost of sport.
That's exactly what I did not want to get into tonight.
Okay. Well, I needed
to. And because I'm, as Councilman Sinapi's trying to do, I'm trying to move forward. I'm not the mayor of the city of Warwick. I'm a council member.
I understand that.
Okay. I don't negotiate those things. But we all saw that we felt like this wasn't going forward quick enough.
Thank you, Council
so
President.
So we all stepped up to the plate and we co-sponsored this. Yes.
Hi, Scott Phillips, Ward 1. I'd like to thank Councilman Sinapi for thinking outside the box. I think that's something that's been a little bit lacking. I hear a lot of, we're not going to be able to find $4 million. The city of Warwick should be treated like a corporation. Corporations shuffle money around all the time. You can find money in other places. You're not going to use $4 million to pave. Take $2 million from the paving budget. You originally had $3 million from the rainy day fund. You put $1 million back. Put the $1 million into the schools. There's $3 million. I only looked at the budget for 10 minutes. I'm sure Councilman Sinapi knows, has an idea of where the $4 million was coming from, but that's $3 million right there. You only spent $2 million in paving last year, well, 2.9, but you get reimbursed from National Grid for a portion. So, I think if you want to find the money, you can. And instead of wasting time on the $1.3 million that you know is not going to get approved, put some more time and think outside the box and shuffle money where you think the priorities are. If you think roads are more important than kids, then keep the money there. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Pasquina. I'm a Warwick resident. I live in your neighborhood. My issue is there has to be a sense of urgency on all of us. I mean, it's a travesty that we're even here at this point. I mean, I have a son who's a varsity athlete. I have another son with autism spectrum disorder. I need to know for both of my children, you know, is he going to play football? Football practice has already started. Is he going to play? Is he going to have a team? He's talking to colleges who are asking him for game films. I don't know if he's going to have a season. I don't know, like you said, Councilman, you know, should he have gone to private school? I need to know, like today, whether he needs to transfer to other schools. Mr. Barola, how many kids in your neighborhood go to Tollgate High School? My son's the only one. And it's an embarrassment. They go to North Kingstown, two towns away, just to get out of the Tollgate system. I mean, this is really a problem, and I have a son with autism, I need to know if he's going to have his TAs in his classroom, because it's an issue. It's a problem that we have to deal with. So you just can't piecemeal it. Please don't piecemeal it. Please don't push the buck and pass the buck. There has to be a sense of urgency. These kids' lives are in the balance. Families are don't know what to do tomorrow. I don't know what to do, like, this week with our family, with our kids. I don't know where to send them to school. I pay a lot of money in Warwick taxes, and I don't know where that goes. But there has to be a sense of urgency because our kids are our kids' futures are at stake, and these families' lives are in the balance. So please, just don't put it off and say, well, I didn't see his proposal for $4 million before tonight, so I can't vote on it. You know, just please act as if it was your own child's future, your own child with special needs. That's all I would ask. That's all I would hope. Hopefully you have integrity, and I put my faith in you to make the right decisions to make this happen. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Is there any other members of the public that would like to speak? If not, could I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Seconded, Councilman McAllister. All's in favor? Aye. All's opposed? So the public meeting stands closed. I'd like to have a 5-minute recess, if I could, and if somebody could make that motion, I'd appreciate it.
Make a motion.
Five minute recess. Seconded. All's in favor? Aye. All's opposed? Council stands in recess for 5 minutes.